And now, your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by Verrill.
You want me to sign a non-compete? Forget about it. Hi, this is Ben Ford from Verrill's Labor and Employment Practice Group. Non-compete agreements are under attack. States like Maine have prohibited non-compete agreements for all employees who make under a certain level of income. In Maine, it's 400% of the federal poverty level for an individual, or about $50,000 per year. Even if you have an employee who makes more than that, in order to enforce the non-compete, you must first disclose it ahead of time that this job requires a non-compete. And even then, the employee must be with the company for an entire year before the non-compete can be legally binding. Now, the rules are different for people who are already employed, but nevertheless, it can get a little confusing. Got a question about whether non-competes are enforceable? Call Verrill's Labor and Employment Practice Group.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Verrill.